Co-op Financial Services, Think 19 in Miami, Florida. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Nick Coleman from Credit Unions for Kids. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you as well. It's been a couple of months.
Yeah.
I think GAC was the last time we chatted.
Yeah, I think we went over the whole laundry list of priorities we had for the year. It was a little bit too long, I think. Yeah, it was, but we made it through somehow.
Exactly. Well, we can go back over it again. Sir.
For sure.
Hey, we're talking about your new emerging leader program called Project 2025. Tell us more about this, because this is something new to me as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to know.
I'm so psyched for this. It's going to be awesome. So the objective is from our Credit Unions for Kids program, kind of taking a look at both how can we engage young professionals in a more effective way and emerging leaders in the industry. We see organizations like Filene and CUNA and so many leagues and many other industry organizations start engaging young professionals really effectively. And we wanted to be part of that, and we want to provide the value philanthropy and showcasing and educating folks on how philanthropy is important, especially in the credit union industry, where people helping people is the philosophy.
Indeed.
So it's that, and it's also looking at new emerging technologies in the marketplace, and basically just how the industry is changing, and recognizing that while we have, in my opinion, successfully engaged with credit unions, and credit unions have been so supportive for us for years, we try to provide those resources and materials so credit unions can engage employees and members effectively to fundraise.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of those, you know, they're member facing at the branch. We haven't kept up with the trends in the industry. Like today, I've heard so much about digital transformation. I think I've heard it every other word pretty much. It's been digital transformation or both. But how can we be leaders in the industry for philanthropy and help provide credit unions with those resources necessary?
Yeah.
So we married those ideas of let's be forward thinking on technology and philanthropy in the industry, and how can we engage young professionals, and let's create a year-long program to research and collaborate and determine what that could look like at the end of the year. So Project 2025, our cheesy name to determine what does philanthropy in the industry look like in the next 5 or 6 years.
I get it now. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, how did you come up with the name?
Right.
So
yeah.
That explains it.
Yeah.
So how did it, like, what were like pain points? What was the spark to get this going?
Good question. Well, so it was, I mean, it's recognizing that a lot of our personal campaigns are member facing at the branch, and that I think, you know, there is the huge opportunity for new and emerging technology. So the Give on the Go solution that we talked about a couple months ago, it's that's our home banking fundraising push. And so we're working with a fintech organization, GiveWorks, to create and develop technology that allows credit unions to engage their members on home banking sites. My opinion is it's kind of taking our icon campaign at the branch, where we sell those paper icons, is taking that digitally and taking it mobily so that we can engage members like that. And so it's kind of that idea, and how can we then use AI and voice banking and chatbots and blockchain and everything else. You know, I mean, it's everything. And how can we research all that and come up with some opportunities for growth for everyone, not just Credit Unions for Kids.
Credit Unions for Kids goes high tech.
High tech, yeah,
wow.
That's what we're all about. So, yeah.
that's what we're all about, huh?
Yeah, and we started last month, actually. We kicked our first call last month. It was an introduction call, but we had Sarah Bang come in, old co-op leader, and she kind of gave a state of the industry overview. We had Maureen Carlson, who runs the nonprofit consulting organization Catalyst, kind of give an introduction to CSR. Internally at CMN Hospitals, we've been able to leverage our innovations team, which is awesome. They help us create all the next big initiatives and fundraisers that the Children Miracle Network hospitals that we facilitate across North America. And so they're helping us make sure that this is going to be effective, setting us up with a Smart Lab Challenge, which is an internal innovative way to come up with new ideas.
Yeah.
And so they're helping support us too. Right. Yeah, we're thrilled.
So it sounds like you guys are kind of doing what the credit unions are doing right now. They're implementing these new technologies to go where the members are.
Exactly.
Instead of the members coming to them. So you're doing kind of the same thing and going to where the donators are or the members are.
Yeah.
So that's good stuff.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Really excited.
Where the technology, and this, obviously the technology is helping out big time in that area. For sure.
It certainly is.
So the goals here, obviously, are obviously raise as much money as you can, make it as easy as possible.
I mean, and it's providing value to these emerging leaders as well. You know, trying to connect them with industry leaders. We had Sarah Bang. Samantha Paxson is going to join us next month to talk about marketing. And we have Kurt Drake from CU 2.0. And we'll have quite a few industry leaders come in so they can build their networks. They can didn't collaborate together, but it's, yeah, you know, it's understand, it's training for them to understanding CSR, and ultimately the objective is publishing some type of report on what are the next ways that credit union philanthropy should grow, and how credit unions for kids, of course, will be taking advantage of that.
Yeah, because I think one of the big things with philanthropy, sometimes it's hard to give. I mean, not like, oh, it's so difficult. I mean, but the hurdles, the technology impediments to like make it easy to, I think that's, that keeps a lot of people from giving.
Yeah.
You know? So if you can make that process so much easier, I think the more will come in. I guess.
I couldn't agree. I mean, it's the same with any industry. It's why, you know, why is the credit union industry looking and so focused on digital transformation? It's because it needs to be easy for members. It needs to be easier for consumers. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing for donors and every consumer in America that, you know, to have successful fundraising opportunities and engage them in positive ways where they leave feeling happy and feel like they made a difference and they build more affinity for your organization because they feel that you provided them with that really cool way to engage in their communities and make an impact. It works, and so that's why we're focused on.
Yeah, I'm just thinking if Kickstarter and GoFundMe and things like that can make it so easy, why can't the rest of us?
And we will.
we certainly will.
Yeah.
So where can we find out more information on Project 2025?
Good question. I don't know if it's added to our website, but www.cuforkids.org will definitely have information on there soon if it's not already.
I'll put that in the show notes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But we'll certainly be keeping the industry updated. Hopefully we'll be able to chat with you as the year moves forward.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I give a shout out to all of our participants too? We have 13 from around the country. Right, I know.
Yeah,
I didn't know. They're amazing individuals. I just want to make sure that they're recognized.
Yeah.
Thank you to Christian Ryan from CUNA, Joey Griffith from Communications FCU, Megan Batlow from CUNA Mutual Group, Adam Freeling from PSCU, Christina Pontoso from CUNA, Lena Officer from Blue Federal Credit Union, Peter Rector from MAPS Credit Union, Marcella from South Bay Credit Union, Lorna Quinn from Schools First, Rachel Jernigan from Associated Credit Union, Amy Berg from Unitas Credit Union, Megan Valley from First Tech Federal Credit Union, and finally Tom Slem from CQ Maryland. Yeah,
right
thank
on.
You. And thank you to all of you folks that are helping participate and joining our monthly phone calls and our couple meetings in person throughout the year.
Indeed. Good job, you guys. And good job, Nick.
Thank you, sir.
Keep up the
Appreciate
good work,
it.
Sir.
Awesome. Thank
well
you very
done.
Much.
Good job. Nick Coleman, everybody. Credit unions for kids. Keep giving, credit unions. You guys are doing such a great job.
Truly.
Boom.